You are now listening to the Life in Football podcast. Check out the new website, lifeinfootball.com. Once again, the website is lifeinfootball.com. Thanks for listening.
This is a new day to live your life. This is a new day to try to get right. This is a new day to get on track. Yeah, that's life in football. This is a new day to live your life. This is a new day to try to get right. This is a new day to get on track. Yeah, that's life in football. It's life in football. We are life in football.
Welcome to the Life in Football podcast, baby. I'm your host, Mike Fee.
It's Cole. It's Cole Lamore. You know we loving life and enjoying football.
Top-notch ballers all around the world. Top-notch ballers all around the world. Today, we got a very special guest on, man, by the name of Kamari Young. Number 81 for the FAMU Rattlers. He done graduated too, y'all. Now, I'm telling y'all, man, this guy been consistent playing with FAMU. He actually dominated as a freshman, and he keep growing, man. And I remember this one of the first, he might don't remember, but this one of the first people we had on the camera for us in life and football. I interviewed him during his freshman year. This was before the freshman year at a camp. And another thing, too, what y'all may not know, this man come from a family of ballers. He had two brothers. They was once at Kentucky, then they transferred to Alabama State. One played linebacker, one played running back. And these boys were balling at Alabama State, man. And now the baby brother coming through, he doing his thing at FAMU. And get what them folks at FAMU, they love him, man. I hear him in the crowd. Y'all, put Kamari back in with him, man. And then y'all will see him, he'll line up right there with the receiver. He don't really, like... He ain't no real, like, just a tight end just be putting the hand in the dirt. No, that boy get out there, receiver. They line him up outside, inside, wide. He everywhere. I promise you, like, you'll be looking at him on the field. You never know what number 81. Look like he be in the backfield sometimes. It's so confusing to me. You almost like, dog, well, what he play? But I love how Coach Simmons, he put him all over the field. And then when he catch it, he just going down now. You got to put some work. That boy moving. And I think they hated on him during the Grambling game. I think they called you touchdown back then, Grambling.
Nah, I had
a long play they had called back. Yeah, man. Grambling, y'all kind of, I don't know what's up with them referees. That's all I'm going to say. They were kind of tripping that game because they called back Smith. They called back a Smith touchdown too. But, man, Kamari Young, I'm telling y'all, man, this a receiver that is pretty much a receiver slash tight end. Slash, running back, whatever you need him to do, he can do it, man. He going to block you, and he going to talk trash. That's what I like about him, too. You'll see him out there. That dread hanging out the back of here. He talking trash. And the FAMU fans, they really love Kamari, man. And I'm telling you, man, this a player, when you get in front of him, he ain't going to try to shake you. Now, if he can, he might try to throw a little foot out there. He going to run you straight into the dirt. Boom! And I'm telling you, man, them boy got a team that's coming up this year. And I hear people say this from time to time. Fam, you got a small receiver. This man ain't small. And he be lined up at receiver. Number zero, he be lined up at receiver. 85, Medico. These boys big. Now, these ain't no little small folk. Now, they got a few number 10, but, hey, everybody going to be able to run past you and run through you. Trust me. But without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and let C-Mo bring him on.
What's happening, man?
How y'all doing?
Good.
Hey, listen. So... I remember that interview that he did with you. Cause he's like, hey, I got one boy, ain't big time too. I'm like, yeah, he nice like that. So I went to looking for you. Like, oh, okay, he nice. He got it. He got it. So, man, with you having brothers that play ball, how was that with you? Cause that means you get all the information that they have. So that makes you that much better. So how was it growing up with your brothers just feeding into you like that?
Man, honestly, it was crazy just for the fact that I'm watching how they work.
Yeah.
Like, I used to work out with them when they was in high school.
Yeah.
They getting in the grind to go to Kentucky. They getting in the grind when they come back from Kentucky to go to Bama State.
Yeah.
So you feel me? Like, I'm getting to work with them.
Right.
I see them throwing up. I'm in the car like, Lord, please don't let me throw up.
Yeah. Like,
You know, as soon as we get home, I'm throwing up. Yeah. Like, everybody throwing up because we all putting in that grind. And I'm a jit at the time.
Yeah.
I'm like 12. Like, them boys really put me through that work. So that and then the mental aspect of them watching film.
Right.
My oldest didn't watch that much film just for the fact that he was football smart.
Yeah.
So he could know, like, he sees something, he knows gonna happen.
Yeah.
You know, so that and then my older brother, the middle one, the running back, he used to watch a lot of film.
Mm.
He used to watch the same play 30 times. I used to tell him, like, bro, skip the plays the same.
Yeah.
He watched all the plays. Even when he scored, he said, oh, this could have been easier if I was just doing the right instead of left. You know? So just doing all that, watching them, watching film with them, it just helped me get that edge. So now when I watch film, I watch my same play 30 times, good or bad.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I don't watch that much film because I know mentally, like, oh, I could have did this better off rip.
Yeah.
You know? So it's just stuff like that. And then also seeing how far the game could take you.
Right.
Like, we from Tallahassee, Florida.
Yeah.
You know? So just seeing, like, I went with my brother on his visit to Kentucky. Like, we get the, they call it the bluegrass state.
Yeah.
That's how good they grass is.
Yeah.
Like, what? I ain't never heard of that one.
Yeah.
Just on walk around, like, Lexington, beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. If I retire,
you go on to that,
beautiful, everybody nice, it's lovely. So it just showed me how far the game can take me too.
It take you around the world, easy too.
Easy.
Putting in that work. Now, how was it? Because I'm assuming Coach Simmons came for you, like, hey, come on with me now, stay, hey, don't leave Tallahassee, don't leave the 850, stay with me, let's go. So how was that when he came recruiting you?
Well, going into my senior, you know, we had a spring gym. I think they just played it last night.
Mm-hmm.
But it was us, God, it was us, Lincoln and Rickards. Of course, I would have got. We played at Bragg.
Yeah.
The last time anybody played on Bragg, that grass field.
Right.
We played. I had a good game. I told my ACL.
Dang.
Coach Simmons was there. Yeah. I remember limping off the field, and I saw him at the end of the field.
Yeah.
And from that point, I feel like he recruited me even harder.
Yeah.
Which really stuck out to me because I was finna commit to Georgia Southern.
Yeah.
They kind of, you know, backed up a little bit. Like, hey, we want to see how your rehab go. Just that third. But when Coach Simmons recruited me harder, it was like, okay, he believe in me.
Yeah.
Like, you feel me? He sees something in me.
Right.
Because back then, ACLs, like, a lot of people, like, young.
They'll back off.
You feel me? So, when he recruited me harder, it showed that he really believed in me. And that really, like, did something to me.
Now, we got to get into Kamari family, man, because this young man, his mom actually used to keep my first daughter, my firstborn, and it just, old Madison, and just back then, you know, his mom was real gentle, pleasant, she fun, and she got an accent, she from the, what's she from?
St. Thomas.
I'm talking about, It's strong. She got that thick accent too. But man, she was fun, just loving with my daughter, and just she made me feel comfortable. That was our first kid. And at the time, he was real young back then. She used to show us pictures, and this was back when his brother had just really got that Kentucky. So, you know, it just seeing him and this, I almost watched him grow up. Almost, you know what I'm saying? Just, and the person that he is today, man, it's just like, oh, that's crazy. Time just fly. And you know, his mom was just a real, true person, genuine person. And she was actually one of the people who would call my wife outside of daycare hours and tell her, "Hey, y'all, look at this. Try this." So you know, that's why I got so much respect for him, because his mom. And then even when his brothers was getting ready to go to Alabama State, she knew I had went to Alabama State. She was talking to me about that. Matter of fact, she had me on the phone talking with her, "Hey, what's going on with this and that?" And at the time, they were just getting ready to build the new stadium they in now. And so I was telling them about all that and turn around, because they had some other choices, but they ended up going to Alabama State, where his other brother went first. But man, I want you to tell the people and talk about your family, you know, how it was for you growing up.
Man, it was different. You know, she's Caribbean. She moved over here during high school and they had a bad hurricane back in St. Thomas. So she came here, she had to adjust. You know, she went to Rickards when it was the Redskins. Okay. You know?
Yeah.
So she had to adjust. She graduated around the time with Coach Fuller and AC and Rich.
Yeah.
Autumn. Yeah. Like, you know, that was like the ending days of the Redskins. So she had to adjust, and therefore, like, when we came around, we had to, like, learn how to be, you know, the regulars. And then when you go home, you got to hear your mama.
Yeah.
So it's different.
Yeah.
Like, I used to go to school, like, stumbling over words because I'm hearing how she said, not come to school, they saying it different because I went to Florida High.
Oh, okay.
So it's two completely different lifestyles.
Yeah.
So that's just something we had to adjust to. And then when I transferred to Godby, I almost had a culture shock.
Yeah.
Go to Florida High every day, you know, you
yeah.
You ain't seeing that.
Yeah. I think
my eighth grade year, we had like two fights.
Yeah.
Like
the
whole year.
And you get down at Godby.
At Godby, first day is four. I say, what? And they send them back to class. Like, go back to class. Like, what? It's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, so it's an adjustment just being your inheritance. You know, like, where your people from and then where you at.
Right.
You know, because she's trying to teach us how she learned it, but we got to learn it from how they teaching us.
Right, exactly.
Feel me? So it's different. Then my brothers did kind of help bridge the gap, too.
Yeah.
Because they went through it as well.
Right.
And they went straight from, well, Khalid was at Florida High. He went to Florida High, he went to Godby.
Okay.
So he had to learn that, too. But my brother Poncho was already there. So when he came, he was under Poncho wing off rip.
Okay.
And like, touch a Khalid.
Yeah.
Know?
Yeah.
So when I came, they already knew the deal. Like,
right.
Okay, yeah, he definitely off rip.
Right.
So it was just bridging that gap, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, and man, this man mom so nice too, man. She used to make us, like, give us a little food, and the food was good too now. You know, I'm talking about she making straight, like, she, like, still living in the island type food. You know, I like that kind of food myself. And, you know, it just, and I guess she seen we were young, you know, young family, and she like, man, they don't really know what they're getting into. Let me help them out a little bit. You know, so that's why I'm still so appreciative, but I gotta talk to you about that love you get at fam, man. Like, the fans really love you. Like, when that number 81 get out there, man, and they see him line up, sometimes you can hear this. And if you had a fan, you get, y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all just don't see Kamar do it. You know, you'll hear the people say stuff like that. Like, how is that for you just receiving that love at fam you like that?
Rattler Nation is different.
Yeah.
For sure. Like, yeah. And I really realized that. My freshman year, my true freshman year, we went to Norfolk State.
Yeah.
I believe it was like the second or third game of the season.
Yeah.
And I looked in the stands. I'm like, but they ain't got nobody here. But I turned around, and number orange and green.
Yeah.
Like, fam, you different.
Yeah.
Like, walking off the game, hey, good game, 81.
Yeah.
We be seeing you, Kamar.
Yeah.
How you know my name? Like,
yeah.
I just got here. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
And they be, every time, like, I'm in the store, they say, hey, we seen you wide open. Moose gonna hit you every now and then.
Yeah.
They be like, yeah, I'm gonna talk to Moose for you.
Yeah.
Talk to Moose for you. Yeah. He ain't finna keep having that. You know?
Right.
So the love is there. They're attentive. They hit me on social media all the time. Like, alumni always hit me because I'm an IT major.
Yeah.
They always hit me like, if you need something, let me know.
Yeah.
I used to work at such and such. I'll get you with such and such, you know? So they always there. The love is always there. Even leaving the game, they be like, hey, you hungry? You want to play? Like, walking to the tailgate, you know, right in front of the village.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to play? Nah, I'm straight. My mama got some food there.
Yeah.
Came his mama plate.
Right.
Fit.
Yeah.
You know? So the love is always there. They always, and they appreciative too, because they know what we go through.
Right.
You know, even when that stuff last year before we went to Miami.
Oh, yeah.
Tell them, hey, just keep your head up. We're going to get through it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
And y'all sure did.
Yeah. That love, that backing, that's mine, you know?
Man, you caught a play that was so nice. I played at Alabama State, which, you know, y'all done heard me say that just now. Man, it was a home game, fam, you were playing. I don't know how he caught this ball, but it's like, I thought it was an intercept, really. And it was like on a stream. In some kind of way, it went over the DB hand, and it, like, you just kind of, it like he had a hand on, but it like you just, boom, took it from him. You know what I'm talking about? That play, because you scored a touchdown that play. Like, man, what? Them play, like, because you do that quite often, man. Like, I think you got underrated hands out here, man. Like, for real, seriously, man. Like, what you were thinking on that play, like, just snatching the ball away and just taking off like that? Like,
honestly. When I make plays like that, my head be so clear.
Oh, yeah?
Like, I don't think about nothing. Even when I'm running, all I see is nothing but what I'm looking at.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, and then even when I'm running, Like how people be like, oh, I hear the crowd. I don't hear nothing.
I ain't hearing nothing either.
I be hearing myself.
I breathe. Yep.
That's all I be hearing. Yeah. You know, that's all I hear. I don't be hearing the crowd. I don't hear nobody. Yeah. I swear I don't, bro.
Gotta do
it. So when I made that catch, like, all I know was I seen the ball because I wasn't expecting it. So I seen, if you look at the picture, my eyes big because I ain't expect it.
Yeah.
So as soon as I caught it, like, I kind of see him run by. So I'm like, I knew there was in cover zero. So as soon as I caught it, I'm like, oh, snap. I think I'm by myself.
Yeah.
So I just started running.
Yeah.
So I'm like, ooh, but they had that long DB number 10, Isaac.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that boy was long and fast. So yeah. I'm like, but nah, I know 19 gonna block the bill. So I'm straight.
Yeah. Right.
So I'm running. So I'm just like ease to the left a little bit. Cause I started hearing somebody on the right.
Yeah.
So I just ran to the left and I ended up in the student section. I'm like, okay, yeah, I made it. Like, I'm like, all right, maybe it's a flat. It's too good to be true. That's always been one of my dream plays. Catch a slant.
And get out of
through the middle and get going.
Yeah.
You feel me? That's always been one of my biggest plays like ever. Even on Madden, if I could do that,
you out of there.
Right.
You know? So yeah. That was just crazy to me.
Well, hey, come on. This supposed to be y'all year, man. Everybody talking about it.
It will be.
Everybody saying, hey, this fam you year. And I just want to know from you what your thoughts and what's your goals for the year. And what's your thoughts on it?
Honestly, I don't really look too far in the head.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I look at what we doing right now. Right now, okay. It's workouts. I got like a 20 killing us.
Yeah.
He killing us every day.
Yeah.
Like, so I don't even like looking at ahead because 2019, it was our year. We did everything we were supposed to.
Oh, yeah.
And everything we couldn't go.
Yeah.
21, did everything we were supposed to. Lost because of the first game.
Right.
You know, then last year, y'all know what happened with that. So I don't really like looking ahead.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I don't want to, one, I don't like to jinx it. I'm big on that. Like,
okay. You know,
split poles, going drop salt, man. Yeah. So, I don't like jinxing. I just like to be wherever my feet are.
Like I like that. Yeah.
Just be wherever you at. Like, today, Saturday, boom, I woke up, went, got some stretching in.
Yeah.
You know, that's going to help me for the future.
Right.
So that I ain't looking at the future.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Well, hey, man, y'all heard it right here, man. This number 81, Kamar Young, and he been consistent in that fam. You all feeling freshman, sophomore, junior. See, this man right here, this somebody you got to keep an eye on, man. Cause he gonna be out there, and like I say, don't just look at him at the tight end now. Cause Cole Simmons gonna have he gonna have motion. Watch, just watch the game now. You gonna see him motion and everything out there, lined up in the three bunch. It's almost like, dog, man. This man almost like an X factor. You know, he just really everywhere. I promise you, he everywhere, man. And there's a few times, you know, I done seen him wide open. If Moose just would have looked just to the left a little bit, a few times, he was right there. So, hey, I'm telling y'all, man, this going to be a special year for FAMU. Shout out to Coach Simmons and the whole FAMU squad. Them boys about to handle some real business this year now. Wish they actually been doing it. You know, they done went 9 and whatever, like 3 years in a row. So, you know, we know they going to be good, you know, but this year,
they finna take over like
Them boys probably gonna end up being undefeated, and I'm keep saying it. I think them boys gonna beat South Florida, man. I can see it. Yeah, we're gonna be there. I'm telling y'all, man. They got the same athlete. They matching them. So, hey, I'm gonna leave y'all. I always leave y'all. Keep your head up and not down. I ask you to fall to the ground. It's the Life Football Podcast. Catch you.